This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Joining us now for the weekly wrap are Lee Gallagher of Fortune Magazine and John Carney at CNBC. Hi, guys.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi there.
Lee, let's start with you. You just heard that jobs counselor in Reno talk about the long-term unemployed. Lee, was there anything in today's report that would give those folks some kind of hope?
Well, it hasn't been the most disappointing report we've seen over the past 18 months. We can say that. It was disappointing. And this is after last month, which actually surprised on the other side. It was a lot better than people anticipated. So we're kind of, you know, bouncing along here around this kind of general state of, you know, the jobs market is not soaring back by any means, and it's not likely to anytime soon. So this is a persistent problem that we are going to have with us for a very long time, even though it feels like we've already had it with us for a very long time already. It's different from any other downturn we've seen in this regard.
Yeah. John, what stood out to you the most in this report, or what did you take from it?
It shows that the American economy has lost its ability to create a substantial amount of jobs on a sustained basis, and that's really troubling. Our economy is not built to withstand a very slow job creation. People have too much debts. We turn out too many people with too high college debts. These create fixed costs. We need jobs for people. If we're not creating them, the economy is in a lot of trouble.
Now, Lee, what do you think this means for President Obama? Do you think this report is going to sway a lot of undecided voters?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, this is the last one of the last major numbers to come out before the election, and the jobs number is more watched, especially by voters, than any other number. But the funny thing is, I think, you know, typically, historically, in elections, the economy, however the economy is kind of, you know, determines the election. But I think things have changed, and I think that there's a widespread understanding that the problems we're facing now are not due to policy. They're not due to any one, you know, they're bigger than any office, really. And you know, it's not like one person's going to win the election and fix everything. I think people understand that as well. So I don't think they're likely to change. Yeah. To move the needle.
John, do you agree?
I think that the Obama, the whole Democratic campaign yesterday did a great job of trying to make themselves sound as if they're the people who are going to create the jobs. We heard a lot of a lot of emphasis on the auto bailout, where it's not a very popular thing in America, but the Obama administration was hammering home the idea that they were able to preserve those jobs. So I think they're actually handling it quite well. And I'm surprised that Romney hasn't been able to get more traction when the economy is as bad as it is.
Yeah. Now, I know we ask this every time that jobless numbers come out, but now what about the Fed? Is the Fed going to do something in response, do you think? John?
Yeah, no, I think the Fed is definitely going to act. We don't know exactly what they're going to do, but they're almost certain to take some action at their next meeting. Whether that just means that they change the language they use to emphasize that they're going to stay more accommodative for an even longer period, or whether they actually go out and start buying various kinds of financial assets is not clear right now. But I'll guarantee right now that they will do something at their next meeting.
Yeah. Lee, do you agree?
I agree. I mean, the kind of drum roll is getting a little bit louder. We're kind of marching toward, or I guess slouching towards, doing something. You can kind of just tell something's going to happen. At this point, I think the bar is kind of high for not acting. And I think that the Fed at this point would need to be persuaded to hold fire. I think there's growing awareness that this economy is really struggling.
Right. I actually think the Fed was already persuaded it needed to act. And this latest jobs number was really the confirmation that they needed that the economy was as sluggish as they thought. If we got a great jobs number, that might have pushed off action for a while. Many people on the Fed want to take action. This number is the one that says, even though it's a backward-looking number, it tells them what had happened in the past, not what's happening in the future. But it tells them that the economic data we've been getting is confirmed. Jobs are not growing quickly enough for our economy.
Okay, we got to wrap it up there. John Carney at CNBC, Lee Gallagher at Fortune. Thanks a lot, guys, and have a good weekend.
Thanks so much.
You too.